It's hard to know where the line really is down there. There's something about a young boy in the patrolman. I'm trying to figure that out. I got my discharge from Fort Irwin to the place on San Diego County line. Felt funny being a civilian again. It'd been some time. My wife had died a year ago. I was still trying to find my way back home. I went to work for the INS on the line. California Border Patrol. Bobby Ramirez was a 10-year veteran, and we became friends. His family was from Guanajuato, so the job, it was different for him. He said they risked death in the deserts and mountains, pay all they got to the smuggler's ring. We send them home, they come right back again. Carl, hunger is a powerful thing. Well, I was good at doing what I was told. I kept my uniform pristine and clean. At night I chased their shadows through the arroyos and ravines. Drug runners, farmers with their families, young women with little children by their sides. Come night, we'd wait out in the canyons and try to keep them from crossing the line. Well, the first time that I saw her, she was in the holding pen. Her eyes met and she looked away. Then she looked back again. Her hair was black as coal. Her eyes reminded me of what I'd lost. She had a young child crying in her arms. And I asked, Senora, is there anything I can do? Well, there's a bar in Tijuana where me and Bobby drink alongside the same people we'd sent back the day before. We met there, she said her name was Louise. She was from Sonora and just come north. We danced and she felt good in my arms. And I knew what I was gonna do. She said she had family in Madera County. If she, her child, and her younger brother could just get through. Well, at night they come across the living. And the searchlight's dusty glow. We rush him in our Broncos and force him back down into the river below. She climbed into my truck. She leaned towards me and we kissed. As we drove, her brother's shirt slipped open and I saw the tape across his chest. We were just about on the highway when Bobby's Jeep come up in the dust on my right. I pulled over and let my engine run. And I stepped down into his lines. I felt myself moving. My gun resting beneath my hand. We stood there staring at each other. As off through the arroyo she ran. Bobby Ramirez, he never said nothing. 6 months later, I left the line. I drifted the Central Valley, and I took what work that I could find. At night, I searched the local bars. In the migrant towns, looking for my Louisa with her black hair falling down. Worse is if they bring them, you know. Because I lived alone for 30 years. I don't like anybody touching my stuff. So then you gotta sit there while, like, they're touching your stuff. you know what it's like yelling at somebody else's kid. So I hate to do it. Oh, is that your guitar? That wasn't expensive, was it? You know? Yeah, but then you have your own kids and you get to seek your revenge. Yeah, come on over here. Yeah, Thursday. Get there. People ask me, you know, I said, gee, what's the difference, you know, for when you have them? I got three now, so I guess the one thing they sort of do is they bring, I always think that kids got a window onto the grace that's in the world, you know. And that window, they just seem to have access to it, and they bring that into your life, you know. And when you get older, it seems that window starts to close on you, or it can't close on you, just by maybe what the world does to you or something. And I think that's why, you know, people seek out music and films and art and engage in bizarre sexual practices. You know? Bring that grace into their lives. You know? So, well, this is a song about lost kids, lost children, down on San Diego border. Coming across, running dope, or selling themselves in this place called Balboa Park, 10, 12, 13 years old, with kids.